Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Hey, best people I know. That would be you. Love you all. I have the best listeners, and we have the best guest. Today, it's all about making dreams come true. Doesn't that sound wonderful? I just love that. I just feel so happy. I'm smiling just saying it. Let's make our dreams come true. And this best-selling author has done exactly that. We are really excited to have Saskia Roel, if I'm pronouncing her name properly.
Yes.
Okay. That's a Dutch name. It's a beautiful name. Never heard that before. But she's going to help us. She wrote a best-selling book, A Suitcase Full of Faith. And it's her personal journey that's going to inspire us. And if she could live her dreams, we can do it too. And she's going to give us the ingredients to make it happen and overcome fears. But before I read a little bit about her bio and bring her on to share her wisdom to help us be our best, I just want to remind you to mark us as a favorite or follow us, because you get those worry-free updates and then you have choices. I'm a gal who likes choices, and our shows are growing. We just got our first syndicated show up in Canada too. So we're in the U.S., we're in Canada, we're all over the country, in the world. I'm so excited. And so we're just going and growing, and you guys keep us up at the top. If you don't listen, there's no show. So tell your friends and be part of the Best People We Know team, because we love us and we love Saskia. So let me tell you about her. This woman, she walks her talk. She gave up her home, her job, her family, her friends, husband, pets, and country, all of which she dearly loved, not once but many times. Even though this was challenging and risky, she gained the love of her life, 5 beautiful children, a business that impassions her, and she now lives in the house of her dreams, in the land of her dreams. Oh, she's a soul empowerment coach, best-selling author, speaker, healer, and mother of 5. Saskia teaches you the joy of listening within and the adventure it brings to leap into your purpose. Ooh, love that. The most powerful tool she offers is the example she sets in her life through the revelation of her own stories. And you can connect with her at www.asuitcasefulloffaith.com. And it is my privilege and pleasure to introduce all of you listening to Saskia. Hi, Saskia. How are you doing today?
Hi, Deb. I'm so happy, and for all the listeners who are here to make their dreams come true and give some inspiration and some nuggets so that we can all do what we are after. Absolutely.
Hey. Absolutely, and I'm a firm believer in the boomerang effect. You know, what you give is what you get. And I love people who have the credibility to share real-world examples. Like, you really did what you're teaching us or about to teach us today. Tell the listeners a little bit about you and your journey to give them the flavor before we go into the specifics of how we can, you know, make these dreams come true, because you have an amazing story, and getting your book is a must-do because it is something that you want to reread. It's a compass, you know, but give the listeners a flavor of who you are and what you're about.
I love to do that. Well, I am most passionate to help people empower to go what they're after, and that's why, you know, I work as a soul empowerment coach for anyone who, like, feels like, you know, you're stuck in your life. For example, your relationship is not taking off on the place you want to have that. You want to go after your soulmate, or maybe you are at the place in your life where you feel like stuck, you know, in your job. There's no aliveness anymore. You don't wake up with that happy feeling in your belly, or you want to move, I would say, to Africa. I mean, I'm the one to speak to, because I've gone after all my dreams. I mean, I've given up my relationship, my marriage, and found my soulmate. I've completely changed countries, left Holland, and came to America to live in the land of my dreams and started my business of my dreams. So I've done it, and I'm no different than you, but I know a few tools to get there. So anyone, you know, who wants to move forward and feel that, you know, driven passion inside of him or her, but it's not quite, you can't get there, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, that's what I'm about. And the book I wrote is really a kick in the butt. I mean, it's a
kick in the butt. I love that. I love that blunt, to the point. Tell us what this book will really do for us. It's a good kick in the butt. I love that.
Well, the book is really about, I mean, it's my story, but it's our story. I mean, people who read it really feel like, you know, I am you and you are me, because you step in my shoes. When you take that first step, I describe how we left Holland, and, I mean, that's the first story where one morning I woke up and I heard that deep voice within saying, it's time to pack up and go, Saskia. You got to go. But we had five kids and both really booming businesses. And in a nutshell, I mean, we left a wonderful life, everything behind, and we just took the leap. We came to America. The kids, the five kids, didn't speak a word of English. We flew in a plane, a burning plane. I think you read that, you know, from Holland to America. So at that journey, I was like, is this dream really coming true? I mean, we came here, we had only a house and no jobs, no contacts. We couldn't work for somebody else, but just for ourselves. That was the contract with our visa. So 9 years later, we're still here. So a lot of trust, a lot of abundance from the universe that showed that you can really go after what you're holding in your heart.
Yes.
And yeah, the title is basically obvious, where people ask us, I mean, how can you do this? I mean, you have no money, you have no jobs, you have no contacts. We barely knew where Rockport was on the map. And they said, you must have a suitcase full of money. And we said, no, it's a suitcase full of faith. And that's
it. Just love that. The title of your book is so magnificent. I mean, I love that, a suitcase full of faith. And it really is a testimony to stepping out in faith to live your dreams. And you can't have something you want. You can't hold on to your dreams if you're not willing to let go of the past and the fear. And you have so many inspirational stories in there. But, you know, maybe you could tell some of the listeners some of the fears that you had to overcome. I mean, leaving everything behind is something, but because you have so many great stories, maybe something of your favorite, so that listeners can understand, you know what, Saskia really is a kindred spirit. And she had fear just like I have fear about a dream that I want to achieve. But this is an example of where her faith bridged her into living the best designed life that God had for her. And this is where you can help somebody listening right now do the same.
It's we all have fears, and they come up at different times. And I've had a few moments. I think I call them, yeah, these great moments, and I think we all have them, where you just cannot deny that there is something bigger out there. I share with you the story where I was lost in the desert in Israel, and I was with this friend, and her name was Faith. That's so funny of the whole thing.
That is so great.
Then,
you know, God's got a great sense of humor. Her name is Faith.
I
love that.
Sense of humor,
so
right? Like, and Faith is my best friend, so she was my best friend. So we set off. I will tell it very shortly. We set off in the desert. We lived with the Bedouin tribe at that time. And it was a magnificent walk, but I never thought about how we would get back. And after, I think, 3 hours of walking, we're like standing in the middle of the desert thinking, oh, how do we get back? And, of course, there's this fear like, oh, my God, you know, it's too late to realize you've done something really stupid. We were bare feet. We had no water. It's like, yeah. You know, now what? And there you get that gut down feeling like this is not good. And I remember at that time I felt so connected and so guided and so cared for, and I really called upon, you know, you can call it God or the universe, and I said, what do we do? And I felt some sort of, I don't know, it was this kind of feeling that things would turn out okay if we just trusted and you know, start walking our way back. And we do that, and I remember I start, like, fantasizing about melons. I couldn't think about anything than melons, watering, juicy melons. Well, this is where the story gets really, really, really weird. And I trusted that we just have to keep walking, and we would find our way. And Deb, I honest to God, you've read it, but in the middle of nowhere, in this desert, stretches of desert, there is this bag, this canvas bag, and we're like, what? You know, you think you're imagining it. And this Fata Morgana, we come close, and I'm touching the bag, and there were 3 melons in there.
I know. I mean, isn't that great?
It was like one of those moments, like, you know, it changed my life forever. Honestly, it changed my life forever, because I just knew that I was cared for. I mean, another moment is like when we flew, and imagine you're boarding the plane towards, you think, your destiny. You are going after your biggest dream. You've given up everything. And I mean, and that wasn't fearful, because I was really, really soul inspired to do that. But then halfway, like in the gap from where you are to where you go, that's the place where fear comes up. I mean, to make that decision for me wasn't fearful, but like really in the journey from Holland to America, I mean, the plane is on fire. You know, you can imagine, you have 5 kids. You're sitting in this plane. I had 3 kids sitting in the back of the plane. My little one, my 2-year-old, is sitting in between me and my husband. And then the number 4, was the 5-year-old, is sitting a row in front of us. And we had to start orchestrating our survival. I mean, we talked with the guy in front of us. Could he swim with Sam, the 5-year-old? I would take care of the baby, and my husband would, because they were announcing that we had to make an emergency landing. We were halfway. I mean, we're like, oh, in the ocean then? So my dream was like, you know, it was a test. It was just such a big test. Like, oh, you are this faith lady who thinks she has a lot of faith and trust. What about this one? And I had a hard time, I can tell you. I was scrambling. I was shaking. And I'm like, okay, the bigger picture, I have to go inside and connect to that depth, to my soul, to the source, to God. Like, what I have to surrender. And I learned, like, there was no other way than I had to surrender. And, I mean, that plane landed, and I've never seen so many ambulances, fire departments, all these red flashing lights on the landing way for our arrival. And the kids were completely oblivious, of course, and they had been promised that they would go off the slides. So they thought, what a fantastic arrival.
Isn't that great? The kids think, you know, it's the most dangerous thing, but kids are loving it because they can go down the slide on the airplane.
And here I am with mom stretching out, you know, like, oh my God, this is my dream is not God's dream, but indeed it was.
Isn't that wonderful? And, you know, there's just so many for people listening, and I just want to let you know that it is a bestseller book, and it's a bestseller for a reason, A Suitcase Full of Faith, and it's a big book, so it's going to take some time to read it, but you're going to want to reread the stories, because you're going to see yourself in there, and you really have some amazing, amazing stories that we can't get to all of them now, but I was just going to read something from Peggy McCall, who is another New York Times best-selling author, and this is what she writes about Saskia's book. A Suitcase Full of Faith is a beautifully written, spellbinding story of one woman's journey of the soul. If you are ready to have your soul awakened and uplifted, be sure to read this soul on fire, heartwarming, amazing book. And I think that, you know, you can't really go, you know, we only have like 30 minutes, so we can't do all the stories, but this is what I love, that you really connect with me reading it and with the listeners who are going to read it, and anybody on iTunes if you're listening or on replay. We can see ourselves in all your stories, even though we didn't have each specific experience, we can identify with the feeling, with the fear, with is God really existing? Is his dream my dream? Did I really hear God's voice? Am I making the right decision? Am I listening to what I'm supposed to do? You know, and I love the way you coined this phrase, compass of your soul. That is so beautiful, and it's something that stays with me. It's a visual that's very powerful. Tell the readers how that served you and saved you, and you gave us some examples, but I think you have a few more that might really excite them about transforming their lives.
It's true. I believe like the compass of our soul is like our GPS.
I love that.
If your GPS is off the hook, I mean, where do you go? And I think so many people are lost because you don't have that inner GPS. And that's really what my work is about, to help people find that inner GPS. And that's how I have come where I am. And I think your soul, your inner guidance, always leads you to the highest, best possible outcome. And how it served me is when I was married years and years ago, and I thought I was fine. I mean, I was 27 probably, and I was in Asia. I mean, I've lived all over the world, and at that time I lived in Asia.
You really have, and the book is really, it's almost like an adventure story because you go everywhere
over the world,
it's unbelievable.
Five countries and all over the world. At that moment I was living in Singapore, and I had to go to a field hockey tournament in Asia. And I get off the bus, and we're going to this field, and there's all these different teams, and there was this man team, also the Dutch expatriates in Taiwan. And then my friend says, Saskia, I want to introduce you to Siep. And I was this happy girl, and I was married, and everything was really good. I was very, very, I thought all was okay. And I shake hands with this guy, and I hear this inner guidance say, this is the man of your life. You know, my mind goes like, but, huh, I'm married, what? And there's this, my soul is very sweet and short, and it said, this is the man of your life. And, I mean, I don't argue with that guidance. So I trust my inner GPS. So I'm like, okay, hi, Siep. I mean, there's a whole story to it, and you can read that in the book, obviously. Like how I even became homeless for a short while in that period of going after him, because, you know, I lived in Singapore, he lived in Taiwan, and I first had to go to Holland. And anyway, it was so truly guided. It served me to find my husband. I mean, it was love at first sight for me. Not for him, for me. He didn't know it because he wasn't really connected at that point so deeply in his soul that he could see through all the outer circumstances. I think often that's where we're sidetracked. Like we think, you know, how can that happen? And that's where if you truly can go to that gut down feeling, it will happen. I mean, I'm not saying that it's easy, but it will happen. And, you know, to find my husband, yes, to live in the country I wanted to live, America, yes, it has truly served me. And it saved me from the curse of the Egyptian pharaoh, but I don't know if we have enough time to go in that. But
well, tell a little bit about that, because I think that that's another, I'm telling you, there's so many, I felt like, you know, the twists and the turns, it's like, oh my God, I cannot believe.
It's
one woman's journey. It's just, it's unbelievable in one lifetime what you've done.
Yeah, and there's really a message to it. I mean, it's great to read the stories, but my goal is, and that's why I take the readers and all these questions of myself, like, I mean, the questions we have, like, am I really hearing this? And I have that all in italic, so you really go in those questions, like, oh gosh, yeah, you know, you think in my head. But I was in Egypt, and I was shown the pyramids, and I was with three other guys, and then there was this Egyptian guy coming after us, and this is like 30 years ago, so it was really all just discovered, not just discovered, but there weren't many tourists then, and he guided us to a secret tomb. And he said, come in there. And we all follow him. And I was as eager as I could be. And I thought, oh, how interesting, you know. So I go down, and I keep hearing this inner voice saying, get out now, get out now. And I'm like, you know, I really like to see all these secret bones of this pharaoh and treasures, because this was not shown to the world. And a friend of mine, he took some of the bones of this pharaoh from the grave. And I'm like, ooh, how cool is that? I mean, show to my friends in Holland. Like, I have bones from the Pharaoh, and I kept hearing this voice, get out, get out, get out. Anyway, I did. I ran. At some point, it was so strong. I was so guided, go, and I did it. And what happened is that the guy who took those bones, I mean, he was cursed into the seventh generation. I mean, he... And we didn't know it at that time, but we lived at the kibbutz in Israel back then. And after our journey, we came back, and the things that started happening to him, I mean, it was just unbelievable. And we still didn't know what was happening. But then there was this psychic on the kibbutz, and she could see right through it. She said, "You know, if you steal bones from a secret grave, I mean, of a pharaoh, I mean, you're going to be cursed until the seventh generation." And a year later, he came back, and he was bald. He had a brain tumor. And I can go down the list of things that happened, which I saw happening with him. It was unbelievable. And, I mean, if I had been in my eager beaver mode, I probably wouldn't be sitting here, because I was as eager as him to grab bones and, you know, bring that home to show off.
I think it's a great testimony for those of us listening to think about why it's important to listen in the silence of your heart, pay attention to those things that we hear, and realize that every action has a consequence, good or bad. And I think that you really embrace befriending the unknown in a way that we could all emulate, because we all have some fear of the unknown, but making it a friend and realizing that sometimes we don't always have to understand to enjoy the result of something. I mean, I know for me, I don't understand how all this internet stuff works, and I certainly couldn't build this computer right now, but it doesn't stop me from using it and enjoying the benefits of a great radio show with you here today and all these wonderful listeners. So, you know, tell us about how we can befriend the unknown.
You know, the way to do it is, I think we can first acknowledge that we have fear for the unknown. We don't have to step over that, but because we do, because it's unknown. But then we can identify that it's just a belief inside of us that makes us then stop, think, oh, I can't do that. I mean, the internet is a perfect example. I can relate to that because I'm so not into the whole marketing, internet, all that business. But you got to go out there and try it. And then, you know, you acknowledge your fear. You realize that you know, the beliefs you're holding, they're just beliefs. It's not the truth. And then realize that the unknown is really the place that holds our biggest potential, because we have just explored a little bit that we know is safe in our mind. But the moment you go out there and set that first baby step into the unknown, life starts at the end of your comfort zone. Basically, that's where life begins. And I think that's really our journey, to be in that, you know, where you're in, and realize that when you're on this trapeze bar swinging, you know that there is a next bar in front of you, and you have to, you know, hurdle through the void to get to that other bar. Probably we're so focused on that next bar that we forget that our biggest journey is in the unknown. It's just in the discovery. It's really in the discovery. And, you know, as soon as you're on that next bar, you want to go to another. So I think we explore our potential, and it's the willingness, and I think the belief that comes that the universe supports our biggest dreams, and there is no other way than that we are in that void most of the time, but that we are supported. And you know, when you read the book, I so believe this. For me, it's a rock solid belief, and that makes me take the next steps, because I know I'm supported, and I know I have to trust to be in the gap. I just know. It's like,
yes,
you know, you get pregnant. You know you're pregnant. You do the test, and then you know you got to trust that in those 9 months that baby grows. I mean, if you start doubting, I mean, that's the unknown phase. You don't know if it all goes right, but that's the main part where you just got to rely on your trust, and that's practice. It's really practice and taking the steps and you know,
small steps into a great life. And you know, I think the topic of trying to really make those dreams come true. Some of us may be feeling like our dreams are too big to ever achieve. But if we look at, you know, traveling from, say, where we are in the Boston area out to California, you know, in darkness, it's too much. But you get in a car and those headlights will give you just enough vision to see a few, you know, yards or feet or whatever in front of you, and little by little you step into, you move forward to what you can see, knowing that what you don't see is not an issue. And one day you get from, you know, Boston to California, but if you thought about the whole trip, you'd never have the headlights see the whole trip. You only get a little bit for what you need. And that's what your story is about, and I think that's why your faith is so solid, because you've traveled the journey and you've seen what that faith can do, and it's just really, really powerful. But you didn't graduate from living. You still have to practice what you preach, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is that I, as much stuff comes up as I go for bigger dreams, you know, you keep growing and you keep learning. So I'm in a way right there before I came to America. Now I have big dreams for other things I'm doing. So, but I love to discover more of who I am, because if we stay, you know, in our comfort zone, that's fine, and that's totally fine, because for everybody where you are is exactly the right place. But if you want to know some adventure, I mean, the biggest adventure you can take is go on that inner journey and, you know, follow that compass of your soul, because it will get you there. But the timing, that's usually our biggest problem. And honest to God, that's where I struggle too. I mean, I can be impatient and think I want it now, not understanding that it's premature maybe, or it, you know, I have to just like follow the headlines and be in my power in the now and keep moving.
Yeah.
But I think everybody who listens is in that same mode. I don't think anyone is not, you know, intended to go to the next step, because otherwise people wouldn't take the time to, you know, listen to radio shows and do their inner work. That's really so wonderful.
Right. And I do. And it's so wonderful that we can all help each other. And, you know, it's a chain reaction that just, it's a gift that keeps on giving. And, you know, believing in dreams, and three things that people listening today can suggest to help them create the life of their dreams. And then before we go, I want to make sure that people have your website and address and how to contact you, because you do have, you know, products and services that they may be interested in getting more. Because you know they're hungry now for more in their appetite. But tell us about you know, making dreams coming true, why it's important to keep our soul alive, and three things we can do to make that happen.
You know, the three key things I would say is check your beliefs. Are your beliefs aligned with your destiny? Give gratitude daily. Give gratitude in advance and see that it's happening. And then the third one is surrender. Just surrender to the timing and the outcome. And I can't emphasize that enough, because that's where often we think, well, took quite a while. Do that. Check your beliefs. Are they aligned with your destiny? Give gratitude. Take action. And then I would say, you know, add another one is take that baby step. Take that first step. And to talk about what I'm going to do now, and I haven't done that before, but I'm offering this book for free if people join the Soul Tribe. And the Soul Tribe, that's what I'm offering now. That's for, I would say, if you're at a point in your life where you feel like you want something like so badly, but you just can't figure out how. For example, you want a baby, but you know, you do all the right things and somehow it doesn't happen. Or you are in a relationship and the passion or the intimacy is missing and you so want to find your soulmate. Or you are in your career and you just feel, you know, so lifeless and dead at that point. You want to make that shift and do something what brings you alive. or you, for example, have a gift, but you just don't know how to get it out in the world, I believe, like, whatever issue people have, it all comes down to reconnect to your soul. And that's why I started a soul tribe. And you can find that soul tribe on www.yoursoulguidance.com/tribe. And it entails 4 hours of personal coaching of me, group coaching, 4 hours of personal group coaching, 2 weekly gratitude calls, and I'm giving away the book for free. And it's only $49 a month. So, you know, I would say don't walk or run to that offer, because you get all of it, and it's so inspiring, and we're having so much fun, and, you know, it's just something that I'm now offering, and I'm most passionate about. And, you know, you can think, what is it worth your happiness, or to find your next step, or what is it worth to really do what you love?
And I, of course, being a coach, I'm a real big believer. And I remember in swim team in college, you know, you need a coach. You want to see the country. If you go to a new country, the best way possible, you get a tour guide. You want to be the best on swim team. You have a coach to help you.
Yep.
And there's no shame in that. And I think it takes a lot of courage to say, hey, you know what? I want somebody to tell me how to do it so that I'm not spending all this, time wasting my life on trying to reinvent the wheel. So it really is a lovely offer, and I appreciate you making
that
available to the listeners, because I have great listeners, and they deserve great, great, great deals.
So that is the book. You can, you know, you get the book even for free, so you don't even have to go. If you want a kick in the butt, that's what everybody says. You know, it's encoded with courage, so you can't not get that from reading it, but you get that. I give that as a gift now. So for now, I don't have that offer that long that the book is included, but I just want everybody who talks to me to, you know, to have that as well. So that's at yoursoulguidance.com. That's my website, but go to yoursoulguidance.com/tribe. That's where you...
Yes, so that everybody knows that they can go there. And I have my autographed copy in this book. I'm telling you, you have to reread it and look at it again. But you have it really set up so that it's easy to go on the journey with you. I mean, the chapters aren't super long. Each one has a great heading, and you do have things italicized to really get the emphasis on the things that are super important. And it's just an adventure. I mean, it's a great adventure. It's like a world tour around the globe. It's just unbelievable. I love it. I can see why it's a bestseller and endorsed by so many big-time New York Times bestsellers. But, Saskia, I know you have to go. You've got tons of stuff going on. But we had such a busy chat room in here, and I'm so excited for all the listeners that joined us. And make sure that you do yourself a favor and recycle the happiness and mind vitamins. You can listen to this again on BTR or on the replay on iTunes. And, you know, some of us listening want to help a friend who's a little down and out, maybe a little depressed, who's really discouraged that their dreams aren't coming true. And this is a great way to be a friend. You know, you can send them, forward them this show, let them listen, and that's how we help each other. And that doesn't cost anything. It just takes 2 seconds of your time to forward this show and share the message that Saskia has. Because, you know, you can't do this thing called life alone. We're not designed to. And it's not an accident you're listening to this. I always believe, and I know I hear from listeners, you are here for a reason. You need this message. You need to step into your greatness, because if you don't share your one-of-a-kind shine in the world, nobody else is going to. And there's that great famous saying, and I think, Saskia, you probably know who said it, but who said it? Don't die. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Maybe it was Picasso. I don't know.
Could very well be, yeah.
But I really can't thank you enough for being here, and I hope you'll come back and join us sharing the journey. And wasn't it great fun, everybody in the chat room, having Saskia? I love your accent and your voice, and just so delightful and inspirational. We just really loved having you on. We have the best people on the Best People We Know show, and stepping into the dreams you know, there's just nothing better than that. And your book has so many stories where I was reading thinking, there's no way this is going to have a happy ending. And there you go. You just, it's like, curve. Oh, my gosh, you would have never expected that. And it made me think about my own life in times where, you know, I wish I need to apply that attitude or I could think about that. It's just great. It's just a fun read. But it's valuable. You know, it's a valuable read. There's a lot of wisdom thoughts in there. So we can't thank you enough, Saskia.
I am so happy, and it's just such a pleasure being with everyone. You know, it's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll come back then.
Yes, I will.
We'll look forward to hearing more. And everybody listening, you're the best. You're here. You're not an accident. God found you necessary, which is why you exist. And if you're alive listening, you still have a mission to accomplish, and you have to be yourself, because in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, be yourself because everybody else is already taken. So go out, be a blessing, have a blessed day, and know that you're loved and you are here for a purpose, and live your dreams and listen again to what Saskia shared with us. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow, and make it a great day. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.